Shannon, first of all, speaking for the county and the situation right now, can we draw some inferences, can we draw some parallels to, say, back in 08 and 09 when the storms hit in June and we had a lot of flooding in a very short period of time? Is it very similar to that situation right now?
Well, we definitely are experiencing a high level of flooding in areas that we're not typically used to seeing flooding. Certainly, we expect to see water rising around the Grand River flood basin, but other areas are also experiencing flooding in homes, over roads, that sort of thing.
Is it a case where you really can't prepare for something like this?
I mean, it's always a good idea to be prepared, but certainly Mother Nature can do damage that we can't always control.
All right. Some precautions, obviously, are common sense precautions for motorists and for people as well, because when storms go through, there's a lot of water, and because there's strong winds, maybe some down power lines, too.
Absolutely. I mean, first of all, avoid those down power lines at all costs. When it comes to driving, it is certainly we're tempted to try to drive through water over the road, and one should never, ever drive when there's water over the road. We cannot stress that enough. Not only do we not know the depth of that water, but we also don't know the condition of the road underneath. Has something been washed away? Is a culvert out? I mean, there are a whole myriad of dangers that could lead to vehicular drowning.
You know, one thing that is a positive in that is that these storms are hitting during the daylight hours, where it would be easy to spot these ponds and puddles. It's kind of tough sometimes at night, even in lighted areas, to see these things coming up and, uh-oh, we're in trouble.
It is. I know the Road Commission is working to get signs out, it's the water's coming down rapidly, and so we're just urging people to use precautions and use good sense when it comes to water over the roads.